Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramuchtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalgiri in Andhra Pradesh today. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research. She also advocated healthcare for all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati Kali Sindh Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The MOA for this project was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the Parvati Kali Sindh Chambal Link project will provide a permanent solution to the water problem in Rajasthan. He said that this project will not only boost investment, but will also provide unlimited employment opportunities to the youth. He said that this project will accelerate the development of both Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the Appropriation Bill to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and it witnessed 8.3% average GDP growth in the last 3 years. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiva Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee or JPC. The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy. He said, as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, acceptability, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead dignified lives. Prime Minister Modi has expressed sadness over the devastation caused by Cyclone Chido in Mayotte, France. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended his thoughts and prayers with the victims and their families. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against Australia. On day 4 of the third test in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India managed to avoid the follow-on against Australia. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.